When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, you gotta front up and bug down, bitch.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not hula dancing in inappropriate places, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Welcome to the hoogalow. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I can't hear him for some reason. No, I know. I can't. There we go.
That's going to be a problem.
No, okay. Well, good morning all of you on this Monday, January 17th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the middle of January already.
Wow.
I missed the beginning of January.
Yeah.
I've been off all year. welcome to Ben Franklin Day. Welcome to Blue Monday. Welcome to Cable Car Day. Welcome to Customer Service Day. Welcome to Hot Buttered Rum Day. Welcome to Judgment Day. Welcome to Elementary School Teacher Day. Welcome to Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Welcome to Kid Inventors Day. Welcome to National Bootleggers Day. Welcome to National Classy Lassie Day. Welcome to National Day of Service. Welcome to National Hotheads Chili Day. Welcome to, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Oh, Alexis, for the first time in a few weeks, I get to ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh, my coffee is roasty, toasty, and fine.
Fantastic. Don McLean, your tea?
My tea is great, and is there anything else I can help you with? Because it's customer service day. I always have to say that at the end of my phone calls.
Oh, Kenny, your beverage. Yeah, exactly.
My coffee is buttery and rummy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And mine is made right for the first time in 2 weeks. Woo-hoo! Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
What?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. No matter where I went, no one can make it quite like the folks at store 763 in Eden Prairie. Cheers.
Nice.
They're like, you need all that? You're in Hawaii.
I know, seriously.
You probably had some good Hawaiian beans over there, didn't you?
We did. I actually didn't drink, didn't actually do a lot of Starbucks there because the hotel we were at, we had a free kind of continental breakfast every morning. Oh. So we took advantage of that. And with fresh fruit and a little bitty croissant and some yogurt and then Hawaiian coffee or fresh pineapple juice. So I thought to myself, I can get Starbucks every day if I wanted. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm in Hawaii and actually, you know, eat. And it's free. So why not take advantage of it?
Yeah, you got to get down to the buffet, just like the White Lotus that I binged while you were gone.
I know. I can't wait. I saw that on the sheet and I can't wait.
It's like Jason is in Hawaii right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different island. But believe me. Looking around my resort this past week, there were definitely some White Lotus-esque characters there at the same time I was, which was fantastic. Just great people watching this week. So, but it's good to be back. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to 2022.
Welcome.
I know. Somebody made a joke yesterday. That's why I said what I said a few minutes ago, and I didn't laugh at first, and I thought, oh, this is a dad joke. The guy wrote on Twitter, he goes, Jason, you've been off all year. And I... And at first I went, oh, I have actually. I've been off all of 2022 so far, but it just seems like a long, normally the summer break that I take doesn't, this felt long and I don't know why. It was only one day longer than because of how the holidays rolled around. It was really only one day longer than what I take in the summer.
Were you getting bored?
No. No, I just, heavens to Murgatroyd, no. I just kind of, it felt like when I called you guys from Disneyland, and that's one of the, you know, it's our favorite days. We love when we come back from trips.
Yeah, it feels like 100 years ago.
It feels like 100 years ago. I mean, because, and I think it was because I segmented, I had different parts of the trip. I had the beginning of it with Colin at Disney World for New Year's, and then Colin left that Monday, and then I was by myself, kind of, Monday through Thursday. I made a tragic error in the planning of those. Yeah.
Oh, no. And,
yeah.
Jason, if you're listening and going, wait, Jace is back. I thought you were coming back tomorrow.
Yes, so she kept saying he's coming back Tuesday. And I was like, isn't he coming back Monday?
Surprise!
Sorry about that.
I don't know where I got that. I thought it was in a message we had.
I think I know where you got it was. I think the way I wrote an email to the sales folks, I think I said the 30th through the 17th.
Oh.
And what I meant was, I'm back the 17th.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I think that's how that happened. But, and then, you know, so then Colin left. I was by myself, not really, for the 4 days. And then I was in LA, and that's when I called you guys for just a couple days. And then I met the family in Hawaii on Oahu. For the final week, and got back yesterday.
What's the thing in parentheses? Sort of not really by yourself. What does that?
Here's what I learned, and if I want to be by myself, don't agree to plans.
You've got to just completely disappear.
And I almost tweeted Kenny about this because I thought I did this to myself. Damn it! I have no problem saying it because I'm an only child and I was basically by myself until I was in my late 30s. I do cherish my alone time, and it has nothing to do with my wonderful husband. But you know, when I waved goodbye to him on Monday, bye. You know, when I put him back on a plane to come back to Minneapolis, I was looking forward to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Walt Disney World by myself. And I know that sounds odd to people, but what I did was, because we have over the years become friends with folks in Orlando and at the world, I started saying yes to people. I started saying yes to invites.
Oh.
So I overbooked my own alone time, which was very nice.
But was it I'll meet you over at the Dumbo ride? Or I'll meet you. Oh, okay.
And it was there. It was there where it brings me to my first story. And it's a real quick one. I went out with a friend, one of the bartenders, and I went out. She offered to pick me up and take me out to a local, like where all the locals go. And that's where you want to go. You know, when you go to these places, look, I go to the restaurants at Disney World quite often. I don't need anyone to take me there. I want to know where the locals go. I want to know where the local bartenders and the, cause that's where you're going to get the good food and the good service. So they took me to, a local, Mexican, restaurant. And this was my last night in Orlando. So I went out and my friend said, hey, do you mind if I bring my boyfriend? I said, absolutely. I would love to, you know, meet him. So I get in the car. They pick me up. I'm like, hi, thanks. Hi, guys. And we get to the restaurant and I start asking the guy questions. And he goes, Jamie, he tells me, my girlfriend tells me that you're from Minnesota. I said, yeah. And he goes, I've been to your great state. He goes, I've been to your state fair. Ooh. So, of course, my little antenna goes up. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, this is good. We'll have some good conversation. I said, oh, great. And he goes, yeah, because I'm a carny.
Oh, cool.
And I went, yes. And I went, I said, like a carny? And my friend's nodding her head. And I said, like a real carny? He goes, yep. In every way, in every sense of that word, I'm a carny. And I said, I have 4,000 questions. I said, we'll never get to all of them. I said, but I need to ask you. And the first thing out of his mouth was, your state fair is the best and cleanest state fair in the country.
Yes.
He said, and I have quite literally been to every circuit. I've been to every state fair because he works for a company that handles them all.
Yeah.
And he said, by far, in every measure, you guys have the best state fair.
Yeah, I would have said, yeah, okay, that's fine. Never mind that. How do I get rid of a dead body? That would be my number one question.
Kenny?
Carnies wouldn't know.
Because he said to me, Kenny, he said, everything you think about carny life is carny life.
Really?
I said.
And they're the people who, like, they have special, like, tricks and stuff, and they put the rides up, and they just travel around. Or
uh-huh.
They have
high tolerance to all narcotics.
Okay.
Alcohol affects them not at all.
And there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of nookie. There's a lot of nook that goes on. I think he didn't come right out and say that, but I think, well, it's like a traveling club. I mean, it's bang, like a, you know.
Bang, yeah.
Bang,
bang,
yeah.
Bang, bang,
yeah.
Whoa, bang. Is that a gun? Whoa, wow, whoa, wow, whoa, whoa.
No, not a gun. But
it is a weapon, though.
And he hiked the Appalachians for 4 months just by himself.
Oh,
and I was like,
God,
oh,
that's
my.
That's what I want to know about.
He was the most. It was a great example of never judge a book by its cover. And that's what I walked away from that dinner, because A, I had the Alexis Jason syndrome as I approached the dinner. And what I mean by that is
you didn't want to go
when you agree to something, like you agree to something and then you get to the hour before the something and you go, why the hell did I say yes? And you don't want to go. I was regretting this dinner because I wanted my last night by myself. But my goodness, the moment he said, I'm a carny came out of his mouth, I thought, this is going to be the best dinner of the trip.
Yep.
And it was. It was great conversation. And he was quite unique, fascinating, and a good guy. He works. Actually, he moved to Florida to go to the Harley Davidson Academy down there to work on bikes. Yeah, he was endlessly fascinating. Yeah, and the hiking of the Appalachians by himself. I'm like, you are an adventurer. I mean,
I saw you went snorkeling. That's quite an adventure.
6:14 is the time. We're going to take a break. And
it's fine. Sure, I'm anti-snorkeling, too.
I'll tell you about that a little bit later. when we come back, we'll do a couple food stories. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
Happy New Year from Hughes Dental. Here's the deal. If you're thinking about ringing in the new year with a beautiful new smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. She is a 5-star rated dentist.
And she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Listen to what Deb says about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. After my dentist of several years retired, I went on a thorough search for a new doctor. After several unsatisfactory experiences, I found Dr. Amy Hughes. I've been seeing her and Jackie for over a year and a half through major dental procedures, including implants, extractions, and crowns. I'm so fortunate to have found them. They are professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and timely. I'm so pleased with my dental work and highly recommend them.
I jumped on the Google too, and here's what RJ said. My veneers look and feel perfect. I chose Dr. Hughes because of her excellent cosmetic dentistry credentials, real patient case examples, and the incredible office and staff. The results were amazing, and I get compliments at least weekly.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, HughesDental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. And be sure to let the team know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
Hey, good looking. What? You got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
Little Food Talk. Good morning. Welcome back. Hey, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Baby. Hey, good looking. What you got?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Kicking right here on Jason. I already said that.
Welcome back,
you.
Jason.
Yeah, I know. Welcome. It's like Ann Curry. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I got to get my training wheels off.
It's new this year for you.
Yeah, again, I haven't been for a little while. Let's start with Starbucks. I mentioned that I went to Starbucks for the first time in a while this morning. Whoops. And we're going to start with Starbucks news, Dawn. What's going on with them?
Well, you know, there's this whole thing where you pay it forward. Sometimes at drive-thrus, people start that chain. Well, a Starbucks drive-thru customer has gone viral for ending a 23-car pay-it-forward streak when he learned that the customer behind him had an order for $46.
Oh.
And I love it, the fact that his TikTok video he put up, his screen name is I'm_blessed55. I'm blessed. And he documented this experience, which showed he ordered a venti frappuccino, which came to like $4. Oh, $6. And he said at Starbucks, they were doing this pay for the person behind you thing. I pulled up and ended a 23-car streak. They tried to set me up. The person behind me, their bill was $46. Mine was $6. And he said, how do you feel about this? Am I wrong? Would you guys have done this? And at 1.6 million views.
Yeah, I would not. No.
I wouldn't either. No. I'd be like,
no.
I'm sorry.
$6.
And plus, we've heard, you know, this past year, you know, don't do this.
Yeah. Yes.
Give the servers, tip the Starbucks people. They're the ones working for probably minimum wage or a little bit over, and they're working their butts off to make your drink. So this whole random stranger thing, no. Give your money to the people
inside the window.
Yes. Please.
Especially because right now with the Unicron surge happening, my Starbucks has been closing at like noon and 3 p.m. because the manager was telling me they've had a huge outbreak. So they're running with basically three people. So no shift has as many people on it as they need. So everyone's working a little bit harder, and they probably will until this surge is over. So absolutely, now more than ever, forget Mary behind you.
They're
Mary,
expecting to pay.
Girl,
you
don't know what Mary does.
Mary already has her hand in her pocketbook. She's taking the rubber. She's taking the rubber band off it.
She got all the money from other people. Yes. Just it's a nice gesture, but really, let's be practical here.
Ugh, people are being so rude to fast food and
Lex, don't even get me started.
Coffee joints. It's just like, what is wrong with humanity? They're going to ruin it for all of us. Eventually, it's going to be robots taking our orders, and there'll be a person in there, but we will never see them. It will just be like a conveyor belt. You just grab your stuff and go.
Yeah.
Aren't there some Taco Bell drive-thrus that were going to start that? Like it was a drive-under thing, and then it comes down a tube? Where are those?
Like the bank tellers. Yeah.
We have it?
We had the first one's here.
Edina? Where was that?
I believe it's one of the valleys.
Somewhere
it's either
over there.
It's either Apple or Golden Valley.
Oh, okay.
I think it's by Golden Valley next to headquarters. I think it's somewhere around there.
But by the Krabby Coffee Shop, the employees are rude to the customers, and that's how it should be.
Oh, it's
that's how it should be.
Oh my gosh.
The Ed DeBevick's way.
The employees always right.
What do you want, pal?
Well, I tweeted this a couple days ago, speaking of that little continental breakfast that I enjoyed. We were every day white lotusing, like watching the people at this this resort. And this one couple sat down, and the way they talked, and this woman, the server, was so sweet. She was in her 60s, and she came over, and she goes, good morning, and we could hear everything. And they treated her with such disregard and such rudeness. Every question or request that came out of their mouth was laced with entitlement and prickishness and rudeness. And I just thought, who the hell are you? Like, who raised you to talk to anybody the way that you're talking to this sweet, sweet older lady who's, you know, just bringing you a croissant? Like, just settle down. We're all in Hawaii. If you're that bitter in Hawaii, go check yourself. Go ride a manatee or something. I don't know.
Endangered.
That's right. We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Don, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
Coming up in the next segment, the latest on Bob Saget. And then on the other side of the pop culture spectrum, the latest on Kanye versus Pete Davidson. Wow. I was reading that on the plane. It's coming up in a little bit. But welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Monday, January 17th. 6:31 is the time. It's good to be back with my buddies. Per usual, when any of us return from an adventure, we have stories. I personally am still laughing and did laugh for the last 2 weeks over Dawn's stories from her time in Missouri. When I would get nervous on a flight or I was just sitting on the beach, I thought of Dawn's mother acting like a crow on her porch, and I just just laughed out loud. The first one is kind of picking up where I left with you guys off when I called in the first week of the trip, which was an idea that came to me to do two parks, two coasts on one day. And I called you two at the start of the actual day of it. I woke up in my last day in Orlando and I was by myself and I was heading to L.A. And I remembered that this TikToker had done this stunt where she was in Walt Disney World and then she flew to Disneyland all in one day. And I looked at my itinerary and I realized that I had the ability to do that. So I woke up that morning at about 6 a.m. in the hotel that we were staying at. I was close to Epcot Center and Hollywood Studios. And my flight, I didn't have to leave for my flight until about 10:30. So I woke up at 6 and I power walked like a little mall walker. I power walked down to Hollywood Studios because it opened at 8. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to get into the park. I'm going to do one ride. I'm going to take a picture.
That counts.
And then I'm going to mall walk it back to my hotel. So I went in and I did that. And I was power walking so fast. There's a boat that can take you from the resort I was at to these parks. I got to the park before the boat did,
wow.
The boat was leaving, still docking or still taking in passengers when I started my walk. And I was just power walking.
Long legs.
I do. I have a very long gait.
Remember when we were running to the boat that last night?
Yeah.
It was like that, right?
Yes. Yes. I was hoofing it. I mean, just, and I'm sweating and I'm like, I don't care. I need to do this. So I did. And I got there. They call it rope drop, which is really it just means the opening of the park. So I got in, scanned in, went right to my favorite ride, which is Tower of Terror. Did that, snapped a photo, walked right out of the park, and then power walked back to the hotel. I'm walking here, fast walking. So I grabbed my luggage. I had a little Crocs to get me to the Uber, got in the Uber, and my flight was in about an hour and a half. So I got to the airport at Orlando. Thank goodness there were no lines. Jumped on the plane. And then that is where, this is what I didn't get to tell you guys when I called in. I get on this flight, and this is Orlando to L.A., and hand to Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King. I have never been on a flight like this, where there were seven dogs on this flight.
Wow.
Maybe I told you a little bit. Kenny, and I'm not pulling that number randomly out. I asked the flight. There were seven dogs. I felt like Jack Hanna or Lauren Green or Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
I bet you didn't even hear them, though. Did you?
Oh, what, sweetie? Well, oh, no, yeah, there were none of them were in a kennel, Kenny. These were now let me be clear. There could have been more dogs in the cargo bay.
Yeah.
These were all animals freely roaming in the cabin. And
I was wondering if you even heard them.
Did you even barely see them? Wasn't it?
Yes. So I get in, well, Kenny, so, and
you,
I and,
could you smell it?
Well, I so I'm in Kenny and Jason land. We're in the front of the plane. And Kenny, I walk to my seat and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And I'm preparing to get our complimentary cocktail, Kenny. And I look and there's already a woman sitting in the window on the window seat. And she has like a nest on the floor. It looks like some sort of towel coat nest formed,
of course.
Like a bird's nest. And I get in and she has crap on my seat because she's forming the nest. Yeah. Now, I don't see the dog yet, but all I know is she has all of her stuff strewn across her seat and then my seat. And I'm one of the first in the plane, Kenny. So I'm blocking. So I'm standing in the aisle and I finally go, I go, hi. I go, I'm your partner. And she looks me up and down and she goes, not kidding. She goes, oh, you look nice. And I said, oh, well, thank you. She goes, some people don't like when I sit next to them. And I thought to myself, that's not a great way to start any.
And P.S.
Yeah.
You're blocking my
seat. You're blocking me.
And there are people behind me.
And number two, that's not a great way to start what's going to be a 5-hour relationship. You know, it's a 4 to 5. It's actually no more for like 4 hours. This is no way to start a 4-hour relationship. And I said to her, I go, why? And then she turned around and she lifted up Benji or whatever the hell the animal's name was. And it was this medium sized dog. And I went, oh. And I'm like, oh, hi. And I'm like, hi. And then I look down and I see the nest. And she puts Benji, for the sake of the story, we'll just call him Benji. I don't know what the dog's name was. So she puts Benji down there and she starts asking me a lot of questions. And, you know, I'm still sweaty from my power walking. And I'm thinking, oh, God. So as she's asking me her third or fourth question, I hear barking and it's not coming from Benji. And I look across the way. God. I look across the way, across the aisle. There's Fred staring at me. Uh-huh. Now, Fred has joined the party. Fred is a white, pure white, dirty white, Toto looking dog, where the couple has taken his hair and made it into a mohawk on the top, his little squiggles. Of course. So I turn around and the flight attendant is like, oh, look, we have another friend. And she goes, what's his name? And the couple goes, this is Fred. And I'm like, okay. So I have a dog next to me and now I have Fred across the aisle.
You're in the middle of two dogs, buddy.
Oh, girl, we haven't even begun to fill this zoo that is flight 1459 of nonstop to L.A. So then Chatty Cathy starts talking to me for more. So my back is to the aisle And then I hear the flight attendant say, a Frenchie. So then another comes on.
No.
And it's a pure black with a little white belly of Frenchie. Now, I'm a little
so
partial.
Cute.
Yeah, they're great, but not on flight 1489 nonstop to LA. I mean, they're, you know.
I'd be getting up in all of their faces. They'd probably get annoyed at me.
You literally just said, and I'm not kidding, Alexis.
Yeah.
You just said.
Yes.
What the flight attendant said to the Frenchie owner. She said, oh, if I go back there and I'm just all hugging on him, please don't be mad. And I'm like, oh, God, it's Alexis. My flight attendant is Alexis. So Frenchie gets on board. Now, Frenchie is in Gingy Land. Frenchie is back where you two hooligans sit. So I thought, okay, I go back to talk to Chatty Cathy. Because I don't have a choice. She's not letting me just sit there.
Oh, boy.
Even though I have my AirPods in, she's still continuing to talk to me.
Get the point.
No, so I had to take my I took my AirPod out. And I'm like, okay. So then a dachshund comes on board. So now we're up to this is the fourth dog. So the dachshund comes, and now the dachshund is in Kenny Jason Land behind Fred. So just for geography's sake, I have Benji next to me. I have Fred across from me. And then behind Fred, we're just going to call him Oscar Mayer. I didn't engage with the wiener people. I didn't engage with the wiener dog people because they didn't seem friendly. So now we're up to four.
Because they thought they were going to have the only dog.
Yeah. So four of seven. So now, at the very end, right before they're shutting the gate, the tardy people come on, and the tardy people have the final dog in the front of the plane, and that is some sort of terrier basset hound mix. So it's a good size. It's a good sized animal. Yeah, it's a good sized animal. So that animal, that dog, is two rows behind me. So again, we now have
a dog park in first class.
Girl, was there a dog show going on in L.A.?
No, it is Petco, girl. It was like PetSmart up in my flight.
Jeez.
And it was dogs. And then every other person that came on. So I told Haley when I landed, it was either dogs or everybody looked like they were going to a club. Everybody looked like an extra in some sort of music video because everybody was dressed. Oh, it either Entourage or they looked like they were going to Vegas. And the moment they got off the plane, they were immediately going to go to a party. Everybody was in their party gear. And I thought, what the hell? Where am I? Like, what flight is this?
What were you wearing?
The strangest. What was I wearing? My Betty White shirt that I'm wearing today and some pants, some jogging pants. I was wearing like Lululemon athletic pants.
Comfy, yes.
Comfy clothes. But everyone else boarded this flight either with a dog or a party outfit.
Oh, my and I thought, Lord, what is happening?
Oh, well, I was going to L.A. That's what was happening. It was seriously.
Yeah,
but the other two dogs I didn't see. I just got the total number from Alexis, the flight attendant. She was the one that told me there were seven because when I made a joke to her, she handed me our complimentary beverage. And I said,
it's not free.
It is free. It is free, Lex, for Kenny and I, but it's
not
free.
It's not free.
Okay. It's free.
You pay extra for it.
So no, we don't.
A lot extra, yeah. Anyway,
You took your $100 drink.
Yep.
Go on.
And?
I took my free drink in a glass, not the plastic that you people get. But I was drinking.
Your teeth, yep.
That you don't get to keep.
Nope.
I don't bite glass. But anyway, so I got my complimentary beverage, and I said to her, I go, oh, it's like PetSmart in here. And she looked at me, and she goes, I love it. There are seven, actually. And I was like, okay, settle down, Alexis. You're at a 10 with this. I need you.
I love her.
I know. She literally was you. I wanted to say to her, okay, Lex, you're at a 10. I need you at about a 4 with this situation. But, there we go.
Is there any way ahead of the flight to find out how many dogs are on your flight so you can opt for a different flight?
Well, all kidding aside, okay, we are running late, but let me just quickly say this. All jokes aside for a second, luckily I love dogs. I'm having fun with this. I didn't really mind. I mean, Benji lady, her dog was less irritating than she was. I mean, she just wouldn't leave me alone. But I do. I was wondering, especially for those of you listening, what happens to those poor flight attendants? What if I was grumpy about it?
What if you're allergic?
What if? Thank you. That's what I thought immediately. I mean, was going to ask Alexis, the flight attendant.
That's a good point.
What happens? What happens if you are on a flight and there are they don't even serve peanuts. They don't serve peanuts if there's a person on there with peanut allergies.
Yes,
they don't serve peanuts to anybody.
Open them. They're like, you cannot open a peanut package. Don't do it if you have them.
Yeah. So what happens if Kenny boards a plane and he's allergic?
I am. I'm allergic to mixed fur, dogs and cats.
Oh!
If I pet a dog or cat, I have to go immediately wash my hands and face. Otherwise, it's breakout city.
Yeah. So I wonder what happens in that case. I don't know. Yeah. So maybe a flight attendant will tweet us. 6:45. When we come back, the very latest with Kanye versus Pete Davidson. And Alexis has the details on Bob Saget's memorial service when we return. You move like danger. Come back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I was talking about animals on my flight from Orlando to L.A. Speaking of animals, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but... isn't today the last day of our My Talk 107.1 Betty White Challenge?
Yes, it is.
What was this? Because, again, I missed it. How does it work?
Well, it's very easy. You just go to our website, mytalk1071.com, put in keyword Betty, and you will be... today would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. And so we're doing this challenge, asking people to donate to Canine Inspired Change, which is a great program. Holly, our very own Holly, is on the board. And we're going to actually be talking to somebody from Canine Inspired Change coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But you can donate right
the
now.
Whole thing. Yep.
Yeah. So you can go to My Talk, just says keyword Betty is the search.
Canine Expired is a different
organization.
Yeah, it's a very different organization.
We're already at $2,710.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, we'll do shout outs and do the whole thing. So thank you for your donations already. $5.
That's it.
It all adds up.
$5.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Betty. I was with, actually, I had just seen Colleen. Colleen and I met up at Disney World on New Year's Eve day.
Whoa, how crazy was that?
Yeah, we saw each other and then they boarded their flight. God, and Colleen, just let me just quickly say this before we get to pop culture. Colleen, we were with each other for about 12 minutes and she made me laugh about 1,200 times. I mean, she was...
Did she have the whole family there?
She had the whole family, I gotta tell
like a
you.
Baseball team.
Oh, she had the family there and her quick little... we met her in the lobby of the hotel we always stay at, the Dolphin and the Swan. And Dawn, you know, the it's a giant lobby. And in the middle of it, there's a giant fountain, Lex.
Yeah.
And the kids are behind her. And Matt and Colleen are standing up. And Colin and I are standing up. And we're just and we're trying to squeeze in a lot of funny stories. And because they needed to catch their Uber. And then Colin and I were heading to Epcot for New Year's Eve. So we're like, and one of Colleen's kids kept going, mom, for coins to throw into the fountain.
Oh boy.
And Colleen, without missing a beat, Colleen's talking to me and she goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you keep hearing one of the kids ask for coins. And she finally goes like this. She goes, I don't have any coins. Throw your sister in. And I... I just love you. I don't have any coins. Throw your sister in. Oh God, I laughed about that. We were halfway to Epcot and I started laughing. Colin goes, what the hell are you laughing about? And I said, Colleen, just like the way she talks to her kids, she's such a great mom, but she's so real. Like she just is just, you know, isn't fancy, isn't, you know, precious and Donna Reed, like throw your sister in the fountain. Anyway.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
So they were there
at just for a few days, or do
they
you
were
see
there
each
for the week?
Be-
they were there the week before we got there.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay,
and then oh God, and I saved this for Kenny. I almost told you guys when I called in, but the universe was with me because the emperor arrived just as I left.
What?
Oh yeah, the emperor and I crossed paths.
Oh, was it
and,
a marathon?
He did like a half.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to have dinner. And then I realized that when we scheduled dinner, I was already going to be in LA. So I had to tell him.
Oh,
I
said, canceled again.
Benihana, yeah.
And now
yep.
this.
So oh. I can't, Kenny, I've canceled on him twice within the, yeah. I said, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm literally going to be in, I'm going to be gone. You know, we got our wires crossed. So yeah, he was arriving as I was leaving, and then Colleen was leaving as I was arriving. So there was a My Talk crossing in Orlando.
I think if I would have seen the emperor anywhere outside of his office, I would have pulled my hat bill down and put the newspaper up.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously. Yeah.
Who's that? I don't know. Who am I? Nobody?
Keep moving, pal.
Hey, I was proud of him, though. He's, you know, he's in his mid-80s, late 80s.
Yeah, approaching 90.
Yeah. And he ran, I think he did the half marathon. And he got, you know, both of his knees removed, so he doesn't have any knees.
Oh, and that makes it a little difficult.
Yeah, so, and he did it. So, you know, I had to celebrate him because he completed
Project Down
it.
And Dirty, he was just barely making it, hobbling
barely.
Around.
Oh, yeah.
Right, with this little, his one little crutch.
Yeah, he had like a stick.
And now he ran a marathon
like Yoda.
In January?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good. Awesome. I know. It was, I actually, all kids aside, I know. I sent him a text. I'm like, congratulations, buddy. I'm glad you, and it was a picture of him and Goofy. And I just thought, oh, there's so many captions for this photo of just the emperor next to Goofy. Yeah. I just thought, okay, who can come up with the best caption for that photo? Anyway, the latest on Pete Davidson v. Kanye West. The latest on also an update on Bob Saget. My goodness, there's just a lot of Saget. I know.
Oh,
Betty
yeah.
and Bob.
Did you watch Dexter?
And Dexter, I put that in the grid. Yeah, there's so much. Plus, my last day in Hawaii was spent doing Dawn's Nightmare. I was with Sea Creatures coming up.
Yes.